Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. Bijma moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive towards short. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hefner trying to get to third. Rosenthal throws the ball into McNair, who tags Hefner for the out. Hoog moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bijma catches it and throws to second with Appling covering, to double up Hoog. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Harshaney and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino moves to third. Lawson moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Lawson scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Appling reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-2 in the game. Harshaney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawson hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tresh scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters bunts, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0 for 3 in the game. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.